This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com. In
progress. Okay, good afternoon, dear friends. Parshas Tazria. Welcome back to the Newsman. We're now in the Yimei Sfira. If you want to prepare yourselves for upcoming days, get a hold of Rav Meir Bal Hanes. You could get it in Yiddish now. You could get it in Spanish. You could get it in English. You could get the Sefer in Lashon Kodesh, Al-Kadame Aranini. Next week is coming out in pocket edition. And prepare for Lag BaOmer, The Fire and the Soul, published by Art Scroll. Okay, I want to share with you three amazing Divrei Torah from the Sefer Penine Kedem of Rabbi Chil Michal Stern. The parsha begins at Isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar v'tama shivas yamim. A woman who conceives, gives birth to a male, she's tamei shivas yamim. Frak toisvis increases daf yud. I need the pasuk to tell me she's tamei for 7 days. Isn't there a rule? Ein psichas hakever b'loidam. The womb won't open unless blood comes out. So why do I need a gzeres hakasov of tumas yoyledes? Why do I need a special pasuk? She's tamei because she gave birth. She's tamei anyway because she's anida. So why is it necessary for the Torah to create tumas yoyledes of shivas yamim? Anyway, she's tamei for 7 days because of anida. She's anida. Ein psichas hakever b'loidam. Rabbi Tzalel Hakohen of Vilna. In the Sefer Binyan Shlomo answers as follows. Tumas Leda was only needed for the Dar HaMidbar. The Gemara says that in the Midbar, women did not see Dam Nida. And when she gave birth, there was no Dam. So therefore the Torah needed for that generation specifically to create Tumas Yoyledes. Now, the Torah tells us that the Gemara in Nida says on the Flamin Amid Beis, they ask the Rashbi, why does a woman who give birth bring a carbon? Said the Rashbi, because when she crouches to give birth, she swears she'll never live with the guy again. She ain't doing this again. This is also brought in the Sefer Penine Kedem, quoting Rav Mendel, the Abbezin of Tziltz, quoting the Sefer Asifas Yehuda. So asks the Sefer, why would she then become mutter to her husband after 7 days? She didn't bring her carbon yet. The reason she brings her carbon is to get off the Shvua. Okay, the problem is the timing of it. She becomes permitted to her husband before she brings the carbon. If the Rashbi is saying in the Gemara Nida, the reason she brings the carbon is because she swears she'll never be with him again, then how is she allowed to be with him again before the carbon? Says the Sefer Agoinus, she never swore she's never going to live with him. She swears she's never going to have a kid. The Gemara says that a woman who gave birth, it takes many months for her to conceive again. Meanwhile, she has no problem with him per se. Her problem is she'll never live with him in a way that she's going to, once she's capable of having a kid, which that time has not come yet, she's going to bring the carbon before she is able to live with him in a way that she could produce a child. Okay, one final idea. It says toward the end of the parasha, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Mem Vav, Badad Yeshev Michutz LaMachane Moishavai. Eiv, we find, asked and said the following pasuk: Mi yitain eifai v'yichtavon mili, mi yitain b'sefer v'yuchaku. Who would give only that my words should be written? Who would give if my words could be engraved in a sefer? What exactly was the request of Eiv? We know that Eiv, among his many tzaros, was a mitzayra. Even two mitzayraim can hang out together. Like it says, Badad Yeshev. Now, if somebody, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, somebody learns by themselves, The Shechina is with him. B'chol makam asher avaya asher azker hashemi avaya lecho beirachticha. And the Mishnah says, how do you know two? Oz nidberu yirei Hashem ishtareyehu vayishma vayikase b'sefer zikarain. So the question the Gemara asks is, if the Shechina comes even to one, what's the groisa gadil that the Shechina is by two? Even by one, the Shechina is there. So Gemara says, no, by two, Hashem writes it down. He records it. That's the meaning of Eoiv's tefillah. Mi yitein eifoi v'yichtevan mili. If only God would write down my mitzvahs. But right now, He can't. Why? Because I'm a mitzvah. And if I'm a mitzvah, I can only learn by myself. I can't learn with a chavrusa. And if I can't learn with a chavrusa, only Hashem comes to one, but He won't write it down unless there are two. That's the meaning of Eoiv's tefillah. Mi yitein eifoi v'yichtevan mili. If only Hashem would allow that my words be written, meaning that He heal me from my tzaras so that I could learn with a total of two, so that my words could be recorded b'sefer hazikarain. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for an amazing topic that is yet to be determined. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.